If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
If you lose your softness every time you try to set a boundary, that's not the boundary. It's the fear behind it that's controlling you. Most women think that they have to get angry or be harsh in order to get what they want and set a boundary in their relationship. But the reality is, like, feminine women don't need to do that. They can stay soft and still receive the respect that they want. They know how to channel their negative emotions into solutions, into communication that actually leads them to receive the respect and the care that they desire. A lot of us are scared of setting boundaries because we feel like we're gonna push people away, or we're gonna come across as being difficult or hard to please. But I'm here to remind you that setting boundaries isn't a punishment to others. It's actually a gift to them. Because when you set your standards and when you're clear about what you want and you communicate it from a grounded place, you're giving people the exact blueprint they need to follow to be in your life. You're allowing them the opportunity to get closer to you. Healthy men hate dealing with women that don't have boundaries because it's hard to know how to act. And oftentimes, women who don't have healthy boundaries, they tend to have more repressed emotions. And so what happens is they build up all of these emotions and they feel like this man is like crossing boundaries or not living up to their standards. But because they're not able to communicate in a healthy way, it gets to the point where then they blow up. And then everything the man does is annoying. Everything he does is wrong. And healthy men know this. That's why the only types of men you're going to attract when you don't have boundaries is manipulative men who want something from you, want attention from you, but maybe don't care to have like a long-lasting, healthy relationship. Having boundaries doesn't mean you're like blocking people away from you. It simply means that you're letting them know what you require in order to feel happy, feel safe, feel appreciated. And the thing is, there's no right or wrong boundary. What I may require in a relationship, you may not require that. And that's why it's so important to communicate these things or make these things clear, so that way people know how to behave around us. Because most of the time, people want to please you. They want to be with you. They want to have a happy, healthy interaction with you. And oftentimes, when women are trying to set boundaries, they take a very harsh approach because they're not actually operating from confidence and certainty and self-security. They're operating from fear. The way you set soft boundaries is by simply being honest with yourself, knowing what you want, and not over explaining or trying to convince the other person to act a certain way. You're simply communicating your preferences and you're allowing the other person to decide how they want to move forward. So oftentimes, especially with the clients that I'm working with, the common fears that will come up is a fear of conflict. They fear that if they communicate a preference, it's going to create an argument. Or they have a fear of abandonment, that if they ask for too much, then their partner will just leave them because it's too much for them to handle and they're not going to want to handle that. People who aren't secure within themselves will oftentimes knock others down for having standards. So you don't want to become susceptible to other people trying to tell you to be low maintenance or to ask for less or to say that, like, oh, the right women and dream women are very soft-spoken and don't ask for too much. There's a difference between being passive and being soft. Being in your soft feminine energy doesn't mean that you're just a victim of life and people can just do whatever they want and you're just grateful for the scraps that you can get. That's called being a doormat. That's called being a people pleaser. That's called being insecure and desperate for approval. As a feminine woman, we're not desperate for approval. We're not desperate for anything because everything that we want, we give to ourselves. We are confident within ourselves to the point where we are loving when we ask for what we want because we know that it's not necessary. We know that if somebody doesn't want to give us what we want or be in our life, that is okay. Because you have so much love for yourself and for the people around you, you don't want to hold on tight to relationships. You want to hold your relationships loosely and feel like there's freedom within that and feel like, yeah, you don't have to be in my life. I don't have to be in your life, but I want to be. And if you want to be in my life, these are the terms. This is what's required. I think as women, we're so quick to accommodate other people's requirements and try to fit a man's standards of what he wants from us. But then when it comes to our standards, we feel like we're asking for too much, or we feel like we can't ask for everything that we want because it's too high maintenance, or it's gonna create conflict, or they're not gonna wanna deal with it. And so because you have that fear of not being taken seriously, when you're presented with a situation where you could communicate a boundary, instead of staying soft and feminine and calm, you automatically go into fear because you're thinking, oh my gosh, what if they don't take me seriously? Well, they better take me seriously, so I'm gonna scream and yell so that way they have to take me seriously. And oftentimes what that does, it actually has the opposite effect, because when you're so concerned with what other people think, you act out of character. You're not able to stay calm, and people sense that insecurity within you. So that same very thing that you're fearing, that ends up happening to you because you're scared of it. When you release that fear and you understand that nothing that belongs to you can be taken from you, no person that belongs in your life is just going to be removed from your life just because you spoke on your preference. Your energy is so much more important than the specific words that you say. There is no right or wrong way to set boundaries. I've made videos before where I've given you practical advice. When I'm working with clients and we're discussing specific situations, I'm able to give specific action steps that you can take. Sometimes withdrawing your energy and being silent is enough to set a boundary. Sometimes you need to communicate. Sometimes you need to explain things. Sometimes you're gonna need to use your emotions to convey your point. Every situation is different, but the underlying theme that always stays the same is your energy. From what identity are you communicating? From what identity are you living out of? When you deliver a boundary from fear, it feels sharp. It feels like an attack. It feels like you are telling the other person that what they're doing is wrong. But when you communicate a boundary from self-respect, from love, from compassion, it feels warm. The other person is more receptive to what you're telling them and what you want from them because they're not feeling attacked by you. They're not feeling your shaky energy. They're feeling this calm energy that is providing a safe environment for change. So before you speak up on a boundary, relax your body. Take a few deep breaths. Center yourself. Speak slower than you need to speak. The slower that you speak, the more easy it'll be for you to convey your message. Because when you start talking really, really fast, it doesn't allow you to stay calm. It makes you makes your nervous system move faster and more riled up. Whereas when you speak slowly, it conveys a very calm tone. And the other person is able to actually understand everything you're saying because you're not talking a million miles a minute. Calm energy starts with your body. So relaxing your posture, not being so clenched up, relax your jaw, relax your face, relax your eyes. Oftentimes it helps to allow situations to calm down a little bit before you communicate. So I like to start off with a little bit of silence and just sitting in that discomfort and then deciding how you want to move forward and then speaking on that in a very calm way. When you start setting boundaries in your relationships, you're not always going to get a positive response, but that doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong or you're asking for too much. Having healthy boundaries shows you who is not compatible with you. Because when you're very agreeable and you just allow others to behave how they want to behave, of course it's easy to have a lot of people in your life because they don't have to put in much effort. They don't have to actually like you that much. They just like how you make them feel because you allow them to behave how they want and you continue to validate them. But when you start communicating what you want, some people are going to react negatively. Some people are not going to like the fact that you are being who you want to be and getting what you want because they saw your value based on how you validated them. They don't see you as an individual person that is allowed to have what they want to have. So oftentimes, people will call you selfish. They will call you self-centered. They will say that your standards are too high. They will threaten you with things like, oh, you're gonna be alone forever and that's why you're single. And you have to let these things just brush off your back because like I told you before, people who are insecure will project that onto you. Even if you're asking for the most reasonable thing, people will find a way to twist that and make it seem like you're asking for too much. So that is why it's really important to center yourself. That's why it's really important to know who you are truly and know what your standards are. And you can determine your standards based on your desires. So what do you desire in a relationship? You desire someone who's loyal to you, who takes care of you, whatever it is that you want. You have to work backwards from that and then figure out what that means in terms of boundaries, in terms of like day-to-day standards, when you're dating people, when you're interacting with them. I cannot tell you how many comments I receive when I post positive affirmations or when I post advice for women on how to have that feminine self-concept and I tell women to affirm to themselves that they are a goddess. And people will comment and say, well, that's how you stay single forever. Women cannot say that they're amazing or say that they're a goddess or say that they're beautiful because that's narcissism and that makes you unappealing to men. And those people who say that aren't usually the people that you want to be with anyways, because the people that you really want to be around will appreciate that in you. They will want you to be confident. When I see other women talking about themselves in a positive way, I smile. I'm like, yes, absolutely. Yes, you are. And you can have whatever you want. That feeling of wanting to tear someone down and humble someone, that is not coming from a confident place. Anybody that tries to humble you or tear you down, they don't have your best interest. They want more for themselves. And so they think that if other people are too confident, that's gonna take opportunities away from them. The reality is, the men that don't like me giving this kind of advice, it's because I'm keeping them away from women. It's because the women that listen to me aren't gonna wanna deal with them because they're gonna see these men for who they truly are, just insecure and sad and not respectful. And honestly, they don't even like themselves that much. People who talk like this don't like themselves that much. So this doesn't mean that you should be completely closed-minded and never listen to what other people have to say if they're criticizing you or giving you constructive criticism. That's fine. You need to keep an open mind, but at the same time, learn to have discernment for who is speaking to you and like if they're speaking to you from a place of love and self-security and they actually want the best for you, or if they're trying to knock you down so they can create more opportunities for themselves. Because confident people don't need to do that. They don't see others as competition. Having boundaries as a woman does not make you unappealing. Anybody that says that, again, they're not thinking from a confident place. They're thinking from a place of competition and from a place of scarcity. And the funny part is, a lot of these people that leave these comments and tell me that I'm gonna be single forever, they don't even take the effort to look on my page or to hear my story at all, because if they did, they would know that I am happily married. And the only reason I'm doing this is because I like making content and I like speaking with you and having these conversations, and I have no need for anything. And that's why I'm able to tell other women to raise their standards, because I'm not in competition with anybody. I've already manifested everything that I want, and anything that I want in the future, I'm working towards now without any fear, because I know that what belongs to me will find me. If you want to learn more about the real qualities and traits that make healthy masculine men want to be with you, not the toxic ones, not the manipulative ones, not the insecure ones, the healthy ones that are actually going to give you the respect and care that you deserve, then watch this video next. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.